Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Zamika Davis. J-A-M-I-K-A-D-A-V-I-S. Date of birth is 1/13/83. Date of accident 1/11/2022. Date of service is 11/28/2022. Miss Zamika Davis is a victim of automobile accident that occurred on 1/11/2022, where she was hit by a car from behind on the driver's side. She was a passenger on the rear passenger on the right, along with other group of people. And the accident caused her to be having a headache along with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, fearful of the event. And the pain syndrome started, including pain in the neck, pain in the mid-back, lower-back, both shoulders, both hips, both knees, both ankle and feet, with radiation to the left arm involving third finger and radiation to both legs involving the lower feet. The patient continues to have pain in the neck, both shoulders and lower back only. Rest of the pains have improved. The pain level is from 3 to 7. Radials are affected up to 5, and in no category they are beyond 5. 60% pain has been improved with the current pain management protocols, including conservative treatment. The patient reports that in neurologic side, she's still suffering with headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, fainting, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory. No history of any confusion, disorientation, no depression. However, the patient does complain of difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, anxiety, panic, and some weakness. In the pain and numbness, patient has a issue with the both shoulders and neck and the lower back, as well as stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and lower back. And decreased range of motion is reported up to 120 degrees of abduction both sides. No radiation of the pain is reported in the upper extremity and lower extremity. No weakness is reported of the muscles or incontinence. Overall, 60% pain is relieved and improved. And no difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain are reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 1 month, there are no changes in the pain level, but there is a significant improvement. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Ultram. Substance abuse management reported complies as the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 139 over 99, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is 10/25/2022, dictation number 1025-009. The diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue the treatment for physical therapy only for the neck, as the lower back is improved quite a bit, and also some treatment to both shoulders 2 times per week. We have requested a PT evaluation for further physical therapy to be continued. And she is released to a regular job, light duty, 8 hours per day for 6 days at 10 pounds. She's provided with the lidocaine gel 5%. And Scalaxin 800 milligrams 3 times a day for the muscle spasm she was found to have. She is also provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily, along with the Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Tramadol 50 milligram twice a day for pain, and Wellbutrin is provided. Patient will be re-seen in 30 days time. Thank you.